Hey guys.
Hey guys, my name is Molly, and today we're going to be talking about the effects that industrial agriculture has on our planet and some of its history. As a little bit of an introduction, I'm a first year freshman at Carroll, and I'm planning on majoring in environmental science. I like to call myself an amateur enthusiast when it comes to our environment and our current climate crisis, and I'm also interested in solving said climate crisis. Now I have a guest, and I'm going to let her introduce herself.
Thanks, Molly. I love the amateur enthusiast. But yeah, so my name's Emily. I'm a third year sophomore at John Carroll University. My senior year of high school, I attended Youngstown State University, and I am double majoring now in supply chain management and environmental science. I am a two-year vegetarian, I guess flexitarian maybe. I let fish go sometimes. I'm a plant mom and sustainability enthusiast.
All right, that's very interesting and very fun. So I'm going to be totally honest. I really didn't have much of an interest or an idea around our climate or our environment before about a year and a half ago. I did notice like frequent oil spills, but I had no idea what the impact was on our planet or our climate or anything. But after reading several articles and like seeing all these videos on YouTube and stuff about global warming and glacier melt and sea level rise, it was a little alarming.
Alarming is an easy way to put it.
Yeah, just basic across the board, pretty pants on fire alarming.
Yes.
So just from there on, I've had an interest in it. So I've heard you're very interested and active in climate, specifically how industrial agriculture affects our climate. You want to go into a little more detail about that?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I when I first started to be vegetarian, I mean, I was, I was the same way as you, cared about the earth, whatever. And, like, I was watching, you know, a documentary, kind of getting into, you know, the whole meat-eating market. And I was just realizing, like, wow, like, there's a lot of deep things that we don't know about. So when we think about our industrial agriculture, it's really just like the farming at a large scale of you know, meat production, and it is using high amounts of antibiotics and other harmful chemicals for feeding. So it's, yeah, that's, I mean, that's the way you really think of it. We're going to use that term a lot, so just so people know.
All right. Okay, so why is it so bad?
So, like, a lot of things go into it, but huge points that we're going to talk about is like deforestation, those greenhouse gases, which will definitely be explained because I think they're a little too confusing to not be explained. And then also, you know, the chemical use on feed, but we'll get into that.
Okay, so do you have an estimate about when this all began?
Yeah, I mean, so like in the U.S., way back when they're like starting farming, there was only around like 5,000 farms with only having 150 acres.
Oh, wow. So do you know how large it's grown since then?
Yeah, this timeline is kind of crazy. So, you know, by the 1950s, the human population was growing, though farmers did not, like the number of farmers. And then the size of farms grew to around 200 acres, and that labor force of farmers dropped from like 38% of the population to 12%. And then up into the 90s, you know, we had the baby boomers generation nearly doubling the human population in the U.S. Mm-hmm. And that demand for meat was, like, obviously, like, way, way higher. And, you know, interesting enough, a lot of the number of farmers was cut in half. Mm-hmm. But then the acres per farm doubled. So way less farmers, but ton of more acres. So this is how we can introduce that idea of these huge, huge farms. And then, sadly, the farmer labor force was going down.
Okay. So, essentially, the population grew, even though the farms didn't.
Yeah.
But the size of each farm ended up increasing dramatically.
Yeah.
So, you also mentioned that the labor force decreased. Do you know why?
Yeah. So, it's interesting that we have those new farming techniques were being, I mean, things that we use today, they were being introduced. And this was because of the mass amounts of animals that required less human work, since we had these mass amount of animals, you know, and need the new technology and techniques, and they didn't require as much human work, especially when it came to the transition from family farms to the industrial farms.
Okay. So, for example, like how people back in the day used to carry around glass milk bottles, but now everyone just picks up plastic gallons from the grocery store.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, you know, that same idea of like, we just totally, I mean, I love the analogy, how cute, but we just totally threw away all these old practices that we had because we had to keep up with those animals and like the same way. Yep, 100%. You got it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so that was a brief timeline about industrial agriculture, but let's dive into the effects that farming has on our Earth, specifically greenhouse gases.
Yeah.
So for our viewers, or listeners, I guess you could say, greenhouse gases are in our atmosphere, and they sort of act like a blanket where they trap heat near the surface, which ultimately causes a rise in temperature.
Yeah, and you know, when sunlight passes through the atmosphere, it's hitting the surface, and the greenhouse gas effects is what catches the heat to stay in the atmosphere.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, do you know what ways human activities impact the rate that these emissions are produced?
So, yeah, those human activities are referred to as anthropogenic activities, and many of the emissions emitted into the atmosphere, like, you know, fossil fuel burning, deforestation effects, and any change in land use is really what's contributed to those greenhouse gases.
Okay, so what exactly are those specific greenhouse gases doing up in our atmosphere?
So those specific gas emissions that industrial farming gives off are mainly methane, nitrous oxide, and carbon dioxide.
Okay.
And they are measured through invisible radiation that we know as infrared radiation.
Okay. So, for example, for anyone listening, we see infrared radiation when we look into heat-sensitive cameras and we see all those multitudes of different colors showing different temperatures, or even when we look into night vision goggles.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So once the gases are emitted into the atmosphere, the infrared waves absorb those gas molecules, and as they react to one another, you know, by bumping around in the atmosphere, you know, they're just creating more infrared rays. And that repeated process, I mean, that's just like continuous, constantly all the time, you know, it's emitting more radiation, you know, into, you know, and creating more heat.
Okay. So that essentially explains how the greenhouse gases continuously warm the planet, even though it happens at a much slower rate than we think.
Yes. You know, the scientific explanation for that greenhouse gases is, you know, way too complicated, people think, to understand. But we just learned it in, like, what, a minute, I'd say, around there.
All right. So let's dive into each specific greenhouse gas and how it's produced by industrial agriculture and what they exactly do.
Okay, yeah, so first, you know, let's dive into the methane emissions. That one's, you know, pretty huge.
All right, so for those who don't really know what methane emissions are or what they do, methane, which is also abbreviated as CH4 if you're looking at it on paper, it's a colorless and odorless gas which is produced by certain human activities like transporting loads of coal and oils.
Yeah, and those anthropogenic activities, specifically in factory farming or, you know, industrial agriculture, you know, it's related to the breaking down of fertilizers and manure. So in a study actually by researchers of the U.S. Department of Agriculture, they found that 10.5% of methane produced from the farms is from large piles, holding tanks, and lagoons of manure. As beautiful as that sounds.
Okay, yeah. So the loads of manure kind of relate back to when we were talking about the increase in farm size a little bit ago, right?
Yeah, for sure. In a graph made by the 2 Degrees Institute, they showed how up until the 1900s, you know, as far back as we can recall with measuring methane levels, you know, the methane levels only really rose up to the 1900s by 10%. And, you know, that's before we started to grow in our farming, because then from the 1900s to the beginning of the 21st century, they rose by 48%, like, just in that time.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Okay.
Yeah, so I...
That's a lot.
Yeah, super concerning. I mean, also just because until recently, within the past 20 years, so, like, 2000 to right now, it rose 6%. And I mean, like, for 10% over as far back as we can, you know, go methane levels to the 1900s and only being 10% and 6% in just 20 years, I mean, like, that can only be going up. I mean, it's horrible. Right. It's, yeah, crazy stuff.
Oh, wow. Okay, so branching off from methane, another greenhouse gas.
Yeah, another really important one is that nitrous oxide we talked about.
Okay, so nitrous oxide is yet another colorless gas, and it's a byproduct of fossil fuel combustion. Isn't the nitrous oxide then applied to fertilizers on farms, from what I've heard?
Yeah, for sure. Farms have nitrogen-fixated soil to grow food, you know, needed for feed, which is a lot of food like wheat and barley, which is, you know, why you will see in supermarkets people talking about wanting to have grass-fed because, yeah, that added nitrogen to all the feed that they give most industrial agriculture animals really, really puts a harsh rep onto greenhouse gases and nitrous oxide.
Okay, so that's only a part of it. The animals, I think you just mentioned this, they're consuming all of that nitrous oxide-rich food, so as much as it's kind of gross, it's obviously got to be in their manure too, right?
Yeah, so this manure talk just doesn't end when it comes to industrial agriculture. I mean, yeah, it's definitely really gross, but I mean, nitrous oxide doesn't play as huge of a role as methane when it comes to manure, but yeah, it's definitely present in the manure, you know, to making agriculture responsible for about 4.5 million tons of nitrous oxide emissions per year.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay. So now the main contributor of greenhouse gases and the one almost everybody's heard of, carbon dioxide.
Yes, carbon dioxide. I mean, it's understandably the main contributor to greenhouse gases, you know, that's to say the least.
Right. So I know that a lot of burning fossil fuels or breaking down trees or wood products lead to a large increase of carbon dioxide emissions.
Yeah, and this is really important in deforestation, especially for crop grazing and pastures for farms.
All right, that makes sense because the process of deforestation explains that croplands and crop grazing destroys forests and leads to the increase of carbon in our soils and a decrease of oxygen levels with the lack of trees.
Yeah, and okay. That, yes, and that process of farming is what contributes to 35% of carbon dioxide emissions in the atmosphere.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, numbers aside, how bad are the carbon emissions compared to how people really play them off to be?
Well, you know, in an article from Cornell University that'll help with us, because there's this type of deforestation, and it's very much compared to, like, the burning of fossil fuels. They, like, you know, explain that we don't really talk about industrial agriculture much or its emissions, but, yeah, that type of deforestation for industrial agriculture specifically definitely is, you know, burning fossil fuels, we all know, to be a huge issue with climate change. And it can easily, you know, very much be prepared or compared to that same practice.
Okay. So that's a bit alarming.
Oh, yeah.
Everything else.
And no one talks about it. It's like, what?
Right.
Thank God we're here.
All right. So we've hit all those really important contributors to greenhouse gases from agriculture. So why don't we come full circle in relation to climate change to wrap it up?
Yeah, I agree. We do need a little review. That was a lot.
Yeah, so the molecules of the agriculture emissions essentially create this increase in infrared rays.
Yeah, and this change in temperature from those rays onto Earth's surface, you know, can be called radiative climate forcing.
Okay. Right. So these emissions from the industrial farming emissions is actually forcing more heat into the Earth's atmosphere than there is emissions leaving.
Yes. Oh my God. That was a great way to pull our climate change talk together. You know, see, we managed to explain it all in such a small way. Like, wow, amazing.
Exactly. And in such a huge way, too.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yes. I mean, definitely industrial agriculture and its effects on the planet is not talked about enough. Right. People don't really understand it. And also, you know, they don't really put it on that list of, you know, avoid doing this, like ride your bike instead or right. get solar panels. Like, no one's really putting out on a billboard, stop eating meat. And we're right. starting to, people are starting to, but no one gets why. Everyone thinks it's our vegetarian reasons that ethical. I mean, I can tell you right now, I never got into being vegetarian to be ethical. Mm-hmm. You know, I really just worried about the earth, and I still do. It's my main reason. So right. I'm really glad that I've got to explain a few of the things that are those main points and why eating, you know, meat, especially at a large scale, really not too good.
No, even just lessening portions or portions would be a little yeah. bit more beneficial, but it's just yes. unfortunately not brought up enough in today's yeah. society.
It definitely isn't, and I mean, this was such a great opportunity to get that out there.
Right.
Well, you know, Molly, thank you so much for this. I'm so glad I've got to explain it. I love talking about this.
Exactly. Thank you for joining me.
Of course. You know, I'd love to talk about something else next time. Maybe my house plants.
Maybe.
But let's do a house plants.
Maybe something not so serious.
Yeah. We'll make it fun.
Exactly.
All right. Thank you, Molly.
Yep. No problem. Thank you. Hey, guys. I hope you enjoyed that and found it as informative and interesting as I did. And maybe, who knows, you'll cut some other meat out of your diet or daily lives. As always, I'll see you next time, folks.